ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, home alone at 16 sounds like every teen's dream until something starts screaming in your empty house at midnight.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. We would love to hear your ghost story. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our ghost stories. We put tons of episodes out for you every single day right here on our feed, so please do that. And if you'd like to do it ad-free, we got options for you for that. On Apple Podcasts, where you get all of our new episodes ad-free, and also on patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. I was going to say, it sounds like every teen's dream. It also sounds like an early 80s, like soft rock song, like that's sung by like a 38-year-old or something going, "It's every teen's dream. I'm gonna go up to your window and peek in." Actually,
because I'm pervy that way.
Because I'm pervy that way. It's actually, there is a song like this called "She's Just 16 Years Old. Leave Her Alone," they say. Into the Night, Benny Mardone's. Listen to that shit.
Which is so creepy.
The video's even creepier. We talked about this on the show so many times, but because it's such a fucking creepy song and video.
Well, there's just so much. Like, years ago, Ringo Starr put out a song. She's only 16. She's beautiful and she's mine.
That was a long time ago. Like, that wasn't like in modern days, was it? Or was it?
That was probably in the 70s.
That was pretty normal, though, then. I mean, that's
because you look back, like, look at Elvis. He was...
Oh, my God.
Priscilla Presley was, like, what, 14?
He'd be R. Kelly today. If it was a different time and place. I mean, I don't... But, yeah, 14. How... I do not get this. I mean, I'm a child of the 80s. I was born in 82. But how the hell... we're talking just a handful of years here. Was it like socially acceptable to be an adult singing about, you know, getting the hots or going out with or, you know, doing stuff with underage girls from the age of like 14 to 16, 17? And these are just main hit songs on the radio. What is it, just because, like, way back further, a lot of people were getting married at younger ages? Like, it was not unheard of to see the 18 and 15-year-olds getting married. And so, well, mom and dad got married then, so I guess it's okay. And we'll
and
put
that's
it in
true.
Our song.
Like, I think my parents got married. My mom was 20. you know, and not saying people, 20-year-olds don't get married now. Yeah. It's actually kind of unusual, though, when they do.
Yeah, it's the opposite now. But
back then, you know, if you got pregnant, it just didn't matter. You had to get married.
It was like you're in high school or you're just getting out of high school and you're then getting married immediately. And yeah, it's just what a culture shift on that.
Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin.
Yeah.
She was 13.
Yeah. And how this is
in the 50s.
How this, any of this, I mean, it's not like a 13-year-old is different. I mean, mentally, they're different today because it's a totally different world. A 13-year-old is a 13-year-old. My daughter's almost 13. I cannot comprehend some adult being like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. Like, they'd be dead. I would get my shotgun out and they wouldn't have a head. What a different, what an insane culture shift.
No shit.
Of what was acceptable on the mainstream. Because this isn't like these were really weird one-offs. This was like, fucking turn on the radio, listen to half of the oldies, go into the Bebop Diner or Spangles if you're in the area of Wichita, Kansas, and listen to, you know, the music of that era. And you'll be fucking surprised just how kind of fucked up it is. Like, today, yes, obviously, it doesn't sound good, and it's far more explicit. But if you look at just the meaning of most of the songs and the amount of sexual predator type behavior that's talked about in the songs of that era, oh my God. it's like half the music. And I brought this subject up to my parents a while ago, and like here's an example. Oh no, that's not what
No, but that's what it says.
That's exactly the lyrics. Well, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about something else now. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our caller and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Cameron calling from Seattle. But anyway, for my story, back when I was 16 years old, and I'm 19 now, so about 3 years ago, my parents went on vacation to California for about a week, so I was left home alone. As I was left home alone, I kept like feeling like a presence watching me, and it's never happened before. And I know I looked it up on the internet. A lot of people say when they sleep or whenever, they always kind of feel like maybe something's watching them. But I talked to one of my friends about it, and he told me what I should do to get like a video camera, start recording, and like see if I can like, and like kind of try to talk or whatever. See if I can kind of like get whatever's there to show up or say anything. And I wasn't a big believer or anything. So I was like, but whatever, give it a try. So I just have I got my dad's camera and started recording. And I was just like, if anyone's there, just show yourself or just talk to me or whatever. Kind of what they do on like, I guess, ghost hunters or whatever show that is. And I was doing it for about 2 minutes, just saying, if anyone's there, just tell me, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, this is stupid. I can't believe I'm doing this. And then I hear this scream come from downstairs, and it sounded like a 12-year-old girl's version of like Naomi Watts' scream from the movie King Kong. Like it was loud, and it was just, and it, like I said, it sounded like a 12-year-old girl version of that. And I got it on camera and everything. Obviously, the voice, because I didn't say anything. And that freaked me out. Like, I didn't even want to go downstairs. It sounded like it came from downstairs. And just to say, there was no TVs were on. Nothing was on. No windows were open, so there was nothing outside or anything. So I was a little freaked out. Turned the camera off. Kind of called my friend over. We hung out for a little bit. Kind of made me feel a little bit better. But that night, I got curious again. What I thought I'd do is I thought I'd set up the camera, plug it into the wall and everything so it wouldn't run out of battery. I turned on night vision and pointed it towards my bedroom door. And I just, when I went to sleep, I was just going to record. So what I did is I closed the door, but I didn't close it all the way. I just closed it so it was like at least open just a crack, because if it did open, I didn't want to hear the handle opening or anything. I didn't want to hear that because that would just freak me out. And my door is not one of those doors that squeaks or cracks. If it's open slow or fast, so if I just left it open a crack, I wouldn't have heard it at all, so nothing would have freaked me out. So anyway, I'm in my bed, turn the lights off and everything, camera's rolling, and it's about 5 minutes into it, I just feel my heart like beating, like to the point where if you ever played like football or any sport, and like after you get done running really fast, your heart's beating really fast or whatever, it's like twice as fast as that. I can, like, without even putting my hand on my chest, I can just feel it going boom, 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 probably like that fast too. At this point, I'm just freaked out, and it's sitting there, and that's happening for about 2 minutes, and I'm telling myself, well, I have to do something, because if I just keep letting my heart beat this fast and not do anything, I mean, your heart's not supposed to beat that fast. That's something's about to happen if I let that happen. So what I did, really quickly, I closed my eyes, and I ran to the light switch in my bedroom, because I know my bedroom enough to, you know, run with my eyes closed, and I turn on the light real quick, then open my eyes. And my bedroom door is open, and I at that point I'm freaked out. You know, it's all the way open, like it's touching the wall and everything. So what I do is I look at the camera, I stop the recording, I look at it, and the only part of me you can see in this video is my feet, because the way my bed's positioned and everything, it's not really anywhere close to the door, so you can kind of see my feet, but that's it. So whether or not anything was standing over me or anything, I have no clue. But so I'm watching the video, and the door, I'm watching it, and the door just opens really fast. But remember, I didn't hear anything under the cover. So, I mean, they must have, whoever opened it must have stopped right before it got into that, right before it hit the wall. And I'm watching it, and it opens really fast. It's not one of those slow openings. And then it closes, but it doesn't close all the way. It just closes to the crack where I left it before. I'm still watching the video or whatever. And it gets to the point in the video where you can see me get up and run towards the door with my eyes closed and turn on the light. And as I'm getting up with my eyes closed to go turn on the light, the door, which was, like I said, closed, because they came in, opened it, and closed it as whatever came in. And I didn't see anything. Like, this is just the door opening by itself and closing. There's nothing you can see in this video. As I get up and run to go turn the lights back on with my eyes closed, the door opens again. And then when I turn on the light, that's how I saw the door open. So I'm thinking to myself, whatever is in that room, like, open the door and closed it. And then when I got up to go turn the lights on, I opened it real quick, almost like it was trying to escape. But like I said, you can see nothing in the video. My dad comes home from vacation and everything, and I'm showing him the video and everything, and he's just telling me, oh, your friends are, you like to pull pranks. So he's thinking this is me and my friends just having a good time or whatever, trying to, like, scare people. So he deleted the video, which really sucks, because I would love to send it to you guys, but like I said, you can't see anything in the video. The video I took earlier in that day, you could hear the girl screaming, but the one where I'm sleeping, when the door just opens and then closes, and closes all the way, though, like I said, just right back to that crack. And then when I get up to go turn the light on while my eyes are closed, the door opens again, almost like whatever was in there was trying to escape. And to this day, I still kind of feel like there's always some of a presence watching me, but I've never had those problems again, because I've never tried to confront it again with anything like that. I've never tried to ever videotape anything. I've never tried to talk to anything. It's just whenever I sleep, I always kind of feel like something's watching me, but that's about it. And anyway, that's my story. Thanks for listening. I love your guys' show a lot. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts?
That's an interesting story, because there was some really intense activity and feelings and emotions. But was it just that one night? Because I think he senses it other times, but it seemed like it really ramped up that one night.
Mm-hmm.
And when he happens to be the only one there, sometimes, I know Kathy and I were talking about this recently, I have a way to get myself all worked up. And yeah. So sometimes I think I hear something, and then I'm like, what was that? What was that? What was that? And then I kind of start creating it in my head, I think. Mm-hmm. I do anyway. But, you know, like, this was a really intense encounter that he had. And it seems like it was definitely something paranormal. I just wonder if there's something else going on in the house, or maybe was it just coincidentally that the parents were gone, or was it because the parents were gone that he had this experience? I don't know.
I do not know the answer to that.
I don't know. But no. Like, to, you know, video everything, you know, it's like, that's how intense it was for him.
Yeah. mean,
but he, I do know that when I kind of start feeling something, like I go into a location and I feel like there's something more there, my heart does that same thing.
Yeah.
It starts racing like that.
Yeah.
So as soon as he started describing that, I was like, well, that's what my body does when I encounter something like that too.
Yeah, it's kind of a fight or flight response, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Our phone number here, if you want to share your ghost story, is 855-853-4802. We would love to hear it. And hey, if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, you can check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Get all of our new stuff ad-free there. And patreon.com/realghoststories as well. Until next time, Carol and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. like a social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.